good afternoon to you and welcome to today's edition, the Thursday edition of the Sunnyside here on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. I'll be your host as always on the show today. I trust you're having a fantastic day. My day has been pretty awesome. Let's talk about the hospital that will begin to charge electricity bill. You heard that right. Now, University of Ibadan Hospital, according to reports, is imposing a daily 1,000 naira electricity bill on its patients. You heard that correctly. And they're making it mandatory for every patient at the hospital to pay that daily sum because of quote unquote new developments. And this new development has been prompted by the high cost of electricity tariffs and diesel. Just last week, early this week, it was in the news that some babies had died in the UPTH due to irregular, unstable, as a matter of fact, no power supply, you know, and power supply has really been a huge challenge in the past few weeks in Nigeria. So in Ibadan state, I beg your pardon, in Ibadan, in all your states, the electricity tariffs is obviously still a huge challenge. And because of that, the hospital is now imposing a 1,000 naira bill daily on its patients. I'm going to quickly quote a part of what the administrator, the UCH administrator, had shared in a circular that was disclosed earlier. His name is Wole Oyeyemi, and I quote, following the recurring power outage in the hospital, high cost of electricity tariff and inflation in the price of diesel, which have impeded stable power supply, management has decided to consider measures that can help to facilitate flawless service delivery in the hospital. To this end, I write to convey the management's approval for the mandatory payment of utility fee of 1,000 naira only daily by every patient accessing care in this hospital. You are requested to kindly implement the approval with immediate effect. End of quote. How does this make you feel? I mean, when I read the story yesterday, I obviously had a lot of things going on in my head. I mean, I'm thinking about where I live right now and how much power supply I consume. And I'm thinking, at an average, I pay between 5,000 and 6,000 naira per month as my power bill. Now, I try to actually break it down. What do I use every day? I have my light bulbs, I have my plug-in sockets, I once in a while use an iron, my refrigerator, my television, dispenser, what else? I think that's just pretty much it for me. Now, all of these things I use on a daily, but at the end of the month, I'm paying somewhere around 5,000-6,000 there as my power bill. But if I were to fall ill and had to be hospitalized, I would have to pay 1,000 naira per day. So imagine I'm in the hospital for 5 days or 6 days. You're telling me I get to pay 6,000 naira just for electricity bill? That is topping every other bill I have to pay, bed space, I have to pay for the drugs, for consultation, for tests that will be run. And I'm just trying to put myself in the picture and understand and try to see how people would cope. I would not cope, obviously. And it makes me feel very sad that we have come to a place where we are in Nigeria that we now even have to charge for electricity bill when we are ill and have to be hospitalized to get medical care. Who did we offend, Nigeria? Where did we go wrong? I really don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words this afternoon. But let's talk about this. How does this make you feel? How does this really make you feel? Yes, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of issues right now that are ongoing. The government trying to play their part in ensuring that, you know, the price of oil is stabilized and all that. But should that make for patients who barely have enough to pay for their hospital bill, should that make for them to mandatorily pay for power supply in the hospital? I don't know what to say. I think I'm just going to let you talk at this time. How does this make you feel? And is this a welcome development? Would you say that, you know, it's only logical that patients, alongside paying for drugs, alongside paying for medical attention, also need to pay for power supply? So that when you get to the hospital and you need to run a test, the power can be on, so the systems can run and you can have your test results. I really don't know. But let's talk about this. How does this make you feel? Is this a welcome development? And should this be replicated in every hospital? Is this supposed to be the new normal? Will you accept this as the new normal? Now, I know that, you know, you may not have a choice when you get to a hospital because you need the medical care and attention. So you may not necessarily have a choice to say, oh, I don't want power. Don't use power to care for me in the hospital, or don't use power. You don't have a choice, literally. But is this a bill you will be happy paying? Is this a bill you would have no problem? The same way we pay for power supply. Is this a bill you would have no problems paying for? How does this story really make you feel? And what is the way out of our power supply issues in Nigeria? That is my big question. Because power supply indeed is a problem. Just yesterday, was it this morning, I was seeing a video where a PHED official was being attacked, literally been beaten up because he was trying to cut off their power supply for not paying their, you know, power bills. We hear things like this every now and then. Power is still a problem. There are areas in Port Harcourt that have not had power supply for days. Some will tell you they haven't had power supply for weeks. Others will tell you they don't even know what power looks like. You know, it is still an issue. Meanwhile, our counterparts in other parts of Africa are advancing when it comes to power supply. Do you know there are some African countries that do not even know what it means like for power to flicker? For the power in your house to flicker. Some people in Africa, and I'll tell you, I'll share that with you as the conversation goes on, they don't even know what it means for the power to flicker. How much more to not have power supply at all for a day, days, or weeks? How can we actually deal with the power issues in Nigeria? How can we successfully tackle our power issues in Nigeria? Let's talk about this. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Thank you, Gabby. I'm trying as much as possible to control my temper, okay?
Oh, my goodness, Brown, what happened? Please call back. I just lost your call there. I don't know what happened. Ida is calling from Ankara. Good afternoon, Ida. You're welcome. Hello, Ida.
Hello, Ida. Yeah, Gabby, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
I want to ask a question. Is it a private hospital or a government hospital?
No, it's
because
not a private hospital.
When this happened for
the teaching hospital in Ibadan,
they come out to the so that is a lie. How will protection?
What is going on with my calls, though? That just went off again. I'm not sure what happened. Please, Ida, call back. I would appreciate you too. Good afternoon.
SLY, smart.
Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, Gabby.
Good afternoon. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it seems to...
Oh my goodness, that happened again. I'm not sure why that is happening. The calls just keep yanking off. Please call back. I'll take them as they come. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Good afternoon.
My name is Victory. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Victory.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. What is going on? Why is that happening? I'm not sure. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome back. Go ahead.
I'm asking a question. Is it a government hospital?
Yes, it's a government hospital.
But it's not supposed to be like that now. For somebody that's been through pains, look at how the country is hard. They've had money for fuel. Diesel is high. Why would government will not attend to their hospital? But they will be able to buy phone for 100 million.
Oh dear, that happened again and the call just went off. I apologize for that. Please do all to send us a comment on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. I've got a comment here. This says, hello Gabby, did you say path failure has been a challenge for the past few weeks? I guess you're in Ghana. Here in Nigeria, it's been a challenge of the past 60 years. All right, this here says imposing a fee of 1,000 naira on patients is a height of inhumanity to our fellow human beings, and the EFCC should move in and charge them with corruption. If someone stays in that hospital for 3 months, does it mean the person would pay 90,000 naira and above? It makes no sense. This is wickedness of the highest order. I think the Antichrist is here with us now. Harry B, send that in from Elokmaro. Well, thank you very much for sending that in. And Andy says, it means that the party is over and we should start to make the people in government live up to their responsibility and not praise, sing their irresponsible acts. The issue of fuel and its subsidy can't be paid anymore. And if anyone says otherwise, it's being economical with the living reality. Andy, thank you so much for your thoughts. Let's try to get back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Yes, the problem is to privatize the life sector. Yes, that's just the only solution. Thank you. My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for making that as succinct as possible. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
You see, even in the police station, we pay NEPA bill if you are arrested and you are put in the... Even in the counter, you'll be charged for NEPA bill. So charging of NEPA bill has been there since time immemorial. It did not just start today. I want to believe if you could do photocopy, you will...
Ah, that happened again. Here, I think we can try this trick. When you call in, just go straight to your point, right? Just say what you have to say in as short a time as possible. Let's see if that works. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabriela.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, there's nothing we can do. We have to... The patient has been there for over 7 years. There's nothing that can come out of Egypt. Let Nigerians be patient and pray that this government of the day that have offered us nothing... Or suffering, hunger, bad economy, and unemployment. You should be patient. Let them just go, so that God can set. Because if the righteous go, the people will rejoice. We have not rejoiced for over 7 years now. So we won't die there. It's praying for us to die there. We have to be patient. May 29. Let people get out. Thank you.
Patience, you say. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello. Good afternoon.
That bill is total madness. It's a total madness. People left their wife in the hospital and ran away just because they were unable to pay the hospital bill when their wife delivered. Then what if coming to add an additional bill to the existing one that they are having? He is driving people to madness. He's driving people... See, Kaduna State...
Oh, that happened again. I really apologize for that. Let's see what's going on Facebook. On Facebook, we're streaming live at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. If you're not following us on there yet, do so. Hit the follow button so you do not miss any of our conversations, and you can, you know, drop your thoughts as well. On Facebook, Chi Precious says, "That's Nigeria for you. That's to tell you that this government has failed us, and we're just waiting for 2023 so we can start a new chapter of good things. What happened to the money they get?" Isaiah Olowo says, "After paying my VAT from their service and bills, I still pay electric bill. May God help us." Isaiah, thank you for your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
You're welcome, Mr. Zion.
I think the state government can be given the power to generate and distribute it. To a large extent, handle this issue of power in this country. As long as, even though the present structure does not give the state government the autonomous to generate, so we're having problems. Look at the gas turbines built by Dr. Peter Odili.
And that happened. I really apologize for the phone lines messing up today. I'm hoping that it gets better in the coming hours. But let's get to WhatsApp and as well on Twitter. We're streaming live at Nigeria Info PH, and on Twitter at RealKB4 says, "It's indeed unfortunate. That's the height of gross ineptitude and gross corruption. Where is the place of government in taking care of the welfare of its citizens? Why are we still paying our taxes?" All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Let's see. On WhatsApp, this says, "Gabby, it's pathetic to say the least. Our leaders fly out of the country at the slightest headache. They jet out for checkup anytime they like, yet they continue to burden the people with unnecessarily taxes here and there. They've become the tax masters, inflicting financial injury on the masses. I wouldn't be surprised if even the CMD of that establishment doesn't treat himself in the country. This government is wicked." Otis from Port Harcourt sent that in. Otis, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Esther Etim says, "When incompetent people are in power, suffering will trickle into every possible sector. Competence is a total of capability and character. But some of the people complaining now will do whatever they can to perpetuate the current administration and its legacy of wickedness." Esther Etim, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Let's try and get back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yes. Hello.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's fine.
All right.
I want to ask, the management of that hospital, did they actually put, you know, by before making it public knowledge? This is height of insensitivity. Very cruel. How much people, you know, act in such a manner? In fact, I don't really understand.
A lot of people don't understand as well. I don't understand, you know, and we're still trying to find some level of insight to why things are the way they are in Nigeria. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, guys.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I think what the hospital decided to do is the wisest thing. If not, it is the same population that will get up and say, "Some people don't do anything. People die there like chickens," and so on and so on. We all know that the government is not as up and doing as they're supposed to. And interestingly, like one of the comments you read, which I completely agree with, some people are prepared again to vote this kind of government to power by next election, and then will come to the radio and begin to complain. I think these people have decided to take the bull by the horn. Instead of mediocrity, let's see what it takes, but then let's give people the best. UCH is one of the foremost hospitals in Nigeria, and they cannot say, okay, because of lies, they can't do tests or they can't do what they're supposed to do, and then the quality of health deteriorates. Another thing I think government can do to help those kinds of institutions is give them, you know, the opportunity to generate, can build their own power generating plant. and then supply that. East Stage is a very big place, and as a matter of fact, it's like in town. So I think they should give them that license to do that and let government help them, so that once and for all, that is done. And then all they need to be doing is maintenance. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much for sharing that with me. I mean, there are so many options you could possibly consider when it comes to issues like this. I don't know. I mean, I feel that any which way you look at it, there are people who come to the hospital not because they don't like their houses, but because they need medical attention. And not because they can even afford that medical attention, but because they do not have a choice. They do not have a choice. So someone who is in need of an emergency operation or surgery to be done will not necessarily conveniently sit at home because they like their couch. They would come there because they do not have a choice. Now, imagine being presented an extra bill when you already do not have a choice. How will the common Nigerian man cope with that? So here's my thinking. There are other alternative solutions that, just like the last caller said, I totally agree with you, that could have been explored. How about, you know, having conversations with the government when it comes to subsidizing the rates for specific sectors like the health sector? You know that people have no choice but to go to the hospitals, not because they like it, not because, I mean, it's not like the agricultural sector, for example. People can do without bread and decide to eat gari. People can do without yam and decide to eat rice. People have choices, they have options. But when it comes to health, people do not have that luxury to decide whether or not they want to get treatment for malaria or for typhoid or for anything else. So how about for such a sector as the health sector, as important, as much of a priority as it is, why not afford them the opportunity to get diesel at maybe a slightly cheaper rate so that they can go about their practice saving lives and helping Nigerian people? That could have been a potentially better option. But then again, you want to think, will the government be open to that suggestion? Who's going to bear the extra cost if we're going to be discounting the cost of diesel for these hospitals across the country? It's just a funny situation we find ourselves in Nigeria. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Mr. G from LMS. Zen is to be precise.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the info of your narrative this afternoon, but from the caller's view, and all that stuff, I got to have a sense of it, you know. I think the public hospital asked people to pay more for NEPA usage or something.
So university, the university teaching hospital in Ibadan has said mandatorily patients will have to pay 1,000 naira electricity bill in the hospital.
Well, ma'am, the truth is this. Why is this sounding strange to people? This shouldn't sound strange to people. This is the narrative in Nigerian setup, right? These things happen everywhere. You go to government office, you want to go get a stamp in the office, you are charged your official money, you are asked to pay more, you go to this, you are asked to pay more. I mean, this is so strange. Now, the truth is this, if we have to come out to speak our mind as citizens of this country, we are labeled confusionists, we are labeled this. Even you right now, you switch off your phone on me, and you don't want to talk about it. And like a caller said, we come out complaining, we vote them in. Like what happened in Ekiti State, you know, the people, someone said, this is delegate can sell their votes. We will also sell their votes. We also will sell our votes. You see we the problems, we need to deal with ourselves. We are the problems of ourselves. Trust me, if we start the debate right now from the common people, from the downtrodden people among ourselves, I will talk about these things, I will talk about solutions to them. The same downtrodden people are going to stand and say, hey, don't you know that's my God, don't you know that's my political father, don't you know that. All that bullshit. I'm sorry to use that word.
Don't use that word on radio.
I'm sorry to use that word. I'm angry right now too. You know, don't even worry about me being sorry. Me being sorry doesn't stand anything.
Oh dear. Let me speak to Daniel from Rumigbo. Good afternoon, Daniel. Hello, Daniel. Good afternoon. Hello.
if you look very well in this Nigeria, the only thing that is working is private businesses. All the government but all the anything concerning government is not working. Once a governor steps down or a president steps down, the new one will come with a different orientation and blueprint. Nigeria does not have a blueprint. So the best thing we need in this country is to privatize everything. Health sector, school sector, business, everything should go on privatization. Then things will work. Because the only thing that is working, check very well, Gabella. Look at your Nigeria info. It's working very well. Is anything working? Go and check, man.
But I here's the thing, Dari. I mean, you're practically saying let's privatize Nigeria. Can you literally privatize an entire country?
See, looking at the leaders we have, they don't have any good intention for the Nigerians. So then now, when they come into power, what they think of is how to share the items they have, which is the money.
All right, Dari, thank you for your thoughts. Let's wrap things up on WhatsApp, and then we have to wrap the conversation up. Our time is gone already. On WhatsApp, this here says, good afternoon, I'm Steve. The development is pathetic, just as every other reality in Nigeria. But looking at it from the point of ensuring seamless power supply in the hospital, it's not entirely bad. I will say that the people should pay. However, the amount should be reduced, while only those on inpatient care should be charged that fee. 500 naira should be considerate. Being that the government has continuously failed in their responsibility, we should encourage ideas as this, as long as it is reasonably affordable. That's the kind of privatization. We can even extend that to our abandoned roads, etc. So we'll all begin to contribute for our abandoned roads. Eh? Okay. This is from Henry. Henry says, this is a result of bad leadership. And Eregoba, a final comment on WhatsApp, says, this is a result of our political parties who have put Nigeria in this mess of backwardness and shame. Nigerians think and stop. Oh, okay. So he says Nigerians should think, stop, and vote right. Eregoba, thank you very much for your thoughts. We have to wrap it up now. Our time is up. I am Gabriella.